Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Total. T-O-T-A-L. Total. Text TOTAL to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. It's probably you. So text TOTAL to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. TOTAL. And then you get a call from Winter Park, Florida in about an hour. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're ready to answer your phone. We forget we do these things. We forget we enter.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
And don't text and drive.
Don't text and forget. All right. TOTAL. Okay.
It's the best I could do.
Total.
I don't, what?
It was excellent. Survivor was on last night, you guys, for the last time in a few months. I think it starts up again in September or something. Oh, that means Big Brother's right around the corner.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Oh, my God. So, I guess, listen, you should be on red alert for spoilers here. I mean, if you haven't watched last night's show, this probably isn't the segment for you.
Did you love it?
I did love it. I have problems with it, though.
I'm super interested so I want to let you go because I'm completely interested. It's controversial.
It is.
The way it went.
Yeah.
Go.
So they've been doing this thing where people are going to the edge of extinction. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning, the first person voted. Nobody has left the show. The jury was enormous. Usually there's, I don't know, 7 or 9 people in the jury. And this year it was 13 or 14 people. Mm. 13 people, I think. So these people, this one person has been sitting on Extinction Island. I don't know how many people in he was voted off, but he was on there for, you know, almost a month. I mean, so he didn't play the game. And although he did play the game in his way, in that he got to make friends with and talk to everyone on the jury the entire show. So, not to take away anything from what he accomplished once he made it back. So, they start out the episode with these 13 or 14 people competing to get another spot on the show. I don't know how many people.
It's a lot.
It is.
The jury has been sitting there on that island
the entire time, growing by one each week.
They are, in my opinion, broken. Like, yeah. They, when this contest ends and one person is pushed forward back into the game, every other person there is in tears. Mm. They're starving and they're wrecked.
Well, they're
by
like,
this
what
experience.
Did I wait through all this for?
It's wrecked them. Right. They are, every one of them is like, I had to, this is a life altering experience I just went through. I was at my lowest ever points
for a month.
So extinction people don't get food either?
They get a little bit of rice.
Right, every day.
Enough to get them through the day. And then they also get zero anything else.
Because at least these other people have to play the game. Mm-hmm. There's competitions that they have to go through. There's scheming and going to tribal council to actually vote someone out. These people who are on Extinction Island, the game is over for them. Except that at some point they'll get to battle back against these other Extinction Island people to get back in.
Without knowing, though.
Right. They don't know what the... And there have been little advantages that they've been able to... So there's been a little bit that's happened there, but very little bit.
Look, let me ask
Life
you a question.
Life is tough there.
Because this is one of the things. If I tell you we're leaving at 4 o'clock, you're like, okay, 4 o'clock. You can kind of plan your day around that. You sort of... The not knowing thing is a big part of the torture that they went through.
Right.
Sitting there with no idea when you're back in or how you're back in or if you could even possibly rise to the challenge, whatever that may be.
Right. You don't know. You have no idea what's happening. And you're not mentally in the game anymore. You're really mentally just in your own head, sort of, should I even be here? What am I thinking? So they come to the battle, and it comes down to Joe, who is he's played on multiple seasons. He's the one who looks like Jack Sparrow. He's got the long pirate hair, and he's, you know, and the twisty mustache that everybody has now. It's so hip. So there, it comes down to that guy, who I was like, I don't want Joe back in. I just don't want him back in. Like, he's played enough times. I also think that he would have been an absolute goner. Like, that, there's no way that a returning player is going to be able to work his way back in. Everyone's like, nope, that guy's out. And this other dude, Eric. And Eric's been there for, I think it was 24 or 27 days. I'm not sure how long he'd been at Extinction Island, but a significant amount of the game, he just, like, you didn't even know his name. That's his name, right, Eric? Chris.
Well, Chris. So
Chris is the one who's coming back.
Right. Chris is the guy who, spoiler alert, from Survivor last night. It's between Chris. It's between, what's the guy's name?
Joe.
Hipster kid, Joe. But actually, the first person who got their ball into this thing was that woman. What's
Aurora.
Her name? Aurora. As soon as the Chris, who ended up winning the challenge and getting back into the game, I was thinking, as soon as that happened, I thought, Aurora is never going to get over this. She
right.
was the first one to lock a ball in.
She
had the best
ruled
shot.
In that whole
she
challenge.
She crushed that challenge. And I actually liked that challenge in particular because it didn't come off sexist or
right.
in a way like,
it wasn't
oh,
a strength
how's
challenge,
a girl going
right.
to, that's not fair.
Right.
It seemed very fair. And then she's, there she is, first out, first on, first ball in. It looked good for her.
Right.
And then when she didn't get it, I just thought, oh, she's going to be beating herself up.
Right.
For good.
Forever.
Oh, she's a divorce attorney.
Yeah, she's an interesting character. I've enjoyed her this season. And she was one of the most recent voted out. I don't know how long she's been on Extinction. Boy, they're filthy there, too. They're just like Kelly Wentworth, who is just, she's beautiful. She's this platinum blonde. She's played a bunch of times, too. So she's a returning player. Mm-hmm. I've just never seen anyone dirtier. Like, she's just filthy. I was like, wow, you couldn't even, like, splash your face in the ocean before you came in?
Right.
Like, streaked
with
dirt.
I can't figure out what that's about. If it's just that they get wet, but they don't have a towel to dry off with. So how does it, they never really get clean even
ever.
When they get clean?
Like, the people who are actually playing the game were cleaner. So this guy wins his way back in.
Right.
And
has been out of the game for 30 days.
Right. I mean, for a significant... has really not played. Like, no one even knows who he is. I even just didn't know what his name was. But he's had influence over the jury because there they all are sitting together all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly what the jury thinks. He's been sitting on the jury. He knows what they think this person would need to do to win. He knows that this person is a favorite. He knows what he has to do when he gets back there. It's an incredible advantage for him to have. And he plays it perfectly. He bonds with the right person and is very straight with that person. Like, you're the million-dollar player here. You're the one. I'm not giving you anything now that we're in Final Four. And then he makes a move that was risky, but that was the one that won him the game, in my opinion. He won the final immunity challenge and then gave that safety to another player. And said, I'm going to do the fire challenge. I've put myself in third or fourth place right now because that's how they do it. The person who has immunity decides who they're taking with them, and those two people are safe. The other two people battle it out in the fire challenge. They have to build a fire and burn a line that's a foot or two above where they make a fire. So they have to mm-hmm. make fire and then burn through their thing first. And he's good at fire. In fact, he's coaching these other two. And these other two, they're doing fine. But he's like, you know what? I need to make this move in order to show the jury that I deserve to be back here. So he does. And he gets out the big player, the million-dollar player. And then,
I'm
trying not to spoil it.
Well, haven't we already?
Spoiler alert.
Just do it.
The Rick Devens guy, who is also a Battleback guy.
Right?
He was also at Extinction Island for a little while. So he came back in the first round. So he beats him, and then I didn't watch how angry the jury is or any of that stuff because at that point I'd already wasted a half an hour doing something else. So I was fast forward through all that and just read the
you were
saw
looking
the votes.
For pictures for your son's graduation.
I was. Mm-hmm. So I just fast forwarded through. And by the way, if you had to watch this at the regular time from 8 o'clock, you basically had to watch until 10:30 to find out who won. You had to, if you wanted to not get up at 3 in the morning and find out.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even do that. So what I did at my house was we watched it. We switched over from the Shark. Go Sharks. They were tied at the time. So I didn't even know if they'd won. Switched over. We're watching and they start with this battle back. And as we're, you know, there are the contestants and I'm like, who do you think? And I like that Chris guy, but when they showed the challenge, I went, he's a Braun guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's going to win this.
Anybody.
This is even.
You're right. It was anybody's game.
This is an even play. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think he had an advantage. He was lucky.
Yep.
He was lucky that other dude with the twisty mustache dropped the ball. because he was
right there.
Right.
He barely beat that guy. So he makes it back. And then he knew, knowing everything that he knew from the jury, he took that. He used it to his advantage. He wound up playing a perfect one-day game.
My feeling about the way it was done was you wouldn't have put yourself on Extinction Island on purpose, so it's not like he wanted that advantage, and you'd have to survive what was happening to you out there and still battle back in and play that the way he did in order for it to work out as a win. It seemed like he, in particular, did everything just right.
Right.
So it made it look, not fixed, but made it look like he had skipped the line, so to speak. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think he just was, in particular, lucky and smart.
Perfect for him.
And made the right moves, and it just went his way.
It did. You know, he was out early enough, though, that I feel like it's an unfair advantage to not have had a hand in voting anyone else out. The people that were on the jury were he'd been sitting on a beach with them for 30 days, getting to know them. They have nothing else to do. There's no competition between them as far as having to vote each other out. Mm-hmm. So he gets to the end and he's up there and everyone on the jury is fine with him. He hasn't had to vote any of them out.
Right.
There's no bitterness from that standpoint.
But imagine you're in his shoes and you've won the idol and you're in a position for the final three and you make a play that is, I'm giving my idol away and I'm putting
it
all up for grabs.
Well, there was a chance he wouldn't make it to the final three. So that there was some danger there.
That was a big,
it was
bold
the move,
move
he had to make, I think, to show that But
who would even think that through? You're starving to death.
Right.
I mean, come on. He really was a good player.
Yep.
I wouldn't have thought to do that.
No, it was.
I mean, someone might have suggested it to me and I could have played it like that if someone had said, well, if you get the and you give it away.
It was
then
a brilliant
maybe,
move.
Like, I don't know that I would have come up with that on my own that I need to give this away. I would have been like,
I need to earn my spot.
I'm on vacation from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to the, you know, I start working on my speech is what I start doing.
Right.
Right?
Right. And he was a well-spoken dude, so that worked to his advantage, too. I thought one of the funniest things was in the Battle Back Challenge, there's this woman. She was the first person voted out. Her name's Reem. She is not delightful.
You talked about her yesterday.
In any way, shape, or form. She's
Reem
a bitter,
Daly.
Rotten old lady.
I wouldn't.
She is. She seems like one of the most.
Really
she just seems like a person who I would be like, okay, I cannot have this kind of person in my life. They seem terrible.
Bitter, rotten old
toxic,
lady.
Toxic, huh?
So, and she's, you know, and her and I want to say Aubrey was the other one who was sort of stuck at stage one in this challenge because they're sort of clipped to a line and the line is like wrapped around all this. They've got to get through this obstacle course, but they've also got to get their rope through it. And there's this post that they have to wind their way around and there's just something where they've got to pull ropes out in a certain way to be able to get their body through and angle through this whole thing. And everyone else is all the way at the very end and there's Reem. I just can't figure this out, dude. Dude.
Yeah, yelling.
Dude. Like, she's yelling and screaming and, you know, trying to get her way through this tangle around a post. And I'm like, oh, of course she's left at the first stage. Poor lady. She has just been sitting on that aisle. She's been on there since, you know, whatever, day three. So anyway, the whole finale went down. To those of you who hate Survivor, thanks for putting up with us loving it.
So I'm sorry, who won?
I don't want to say who the guy who battled back, but I just don't want to say. I mean,
just say it.
Well, people are just joining us. Spoiler alert: the winner last night was the guy who battled back from Extinction Island. You don't even know who he is because he hasn't been on the show the entire time. He was on for one night, and his name is, spoiler alert, Chris.
Chris.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Sia is a huge fan of Survivor. I want to say this happened the first time during Ty's season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think she's like an animal activist too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she had given him like like just randomly, it's the Sia Award. $50,000 because he likes animals and he didn't eat the chickens and he, you know, protected them or whatever. So I thought for sure when she gave the money last night, which, by the way, now she's giving $100,000. She just likes, and basically she says, this is my way of paying back the show because I love the show.
Wow.
I love the show so much. I just come up with money.
Cool that she
can. She had a good year. She didn't even appear on the show. She just sent, here's some money. Just give this to this person.
That's
this
is her whole thing is to not be seen.
I thought she was going to give it to Wendy because Wendy is the one who set the chickens free so that they couldn't be eaten. But she just gave it to her favorite. Have you already seen this?
I have. Well, it's in the news.
Do we have a video of the announcement?
We have audio.
Let's.
What he's going to do with the money?
Okay. So she gave her favorite contestant was the one who could. Spoiler alert: the guy who was eliminated during the fire challenge, Rick Devens, who's like a local news anchor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was a very good player. He really did what he had to do.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he did what he had to do each time. He was the right person to get out at that point because that's a guy who would have run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the move that Chris had to make. He was great at fire and he knew it. And he knew that he was the only one guaranteed to beat, or as close as a guarantee as you can get on that show, to beat Devens. And he got him out. So no one had to compete against him. Did you see how the votes all fell?
No.
Spoiler alert. The final three was Gavin, Julie, and Chris. Julie didn't get any votes.
Which one was Julie?
She's the Etsy shop owner who's an older lady.
Oh, so the tall model-looking chick didn't make it through?
She was out fifth.
What was her name?
Lauren.
I liked her a lot.
I
loved her little... I forget why she did that rap, but she did this rap. It's like having a boyfriend. If you show up at a bar, and there you are with your boyfriend, but Ryan Reynolds is there... Well... I'm leaving my boyfriend for Ryan Reynolds.
You shouldn't trust me anymore.
Right. And I just went, whoa.
I feel you, girl.
That is a young person mentality for sure.
So Sia gave her $100,000 to her favorite contestant. I don't know why Sia feels she has to do this, but she does. And so now it's the Sia Award, and it went to Rick Devens. Oh, fine.
Oh, good for him. So, he knew, he knew what to say.
So this is at the after party or something?
Now,
what I did see... because I saw the beginning of the show, is that Joe walks out and there's some weird exchange between him and Propes about his hairdo.
Very uncomfortable hairdo
conversation.
What do you mean?
Because Joe's this guy with his long mane of hair, and it's his thing. And to me, that's when you need to cut your hair off, is when it becomes your thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's... Especially if you're a man, it feels like, dude, you're a little attached to that. Zip that off.
It's beautiful. It's a luxurious mane of hair.
Show yourself to be more than the hairdo, please. So then I'm looking at this now. Did he cut it off later in the show?
He may have. I did not see that.
They say here that Sia also gave $15,000 to a children's cancer wig-making charity after Joe Anglim?
I guess
is that the guy's
name? Sure.
Cut off all his hair.
So they must have done it.
That must have been the end of the bit must have come at the end of the show when he did cut it off.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't.
I want to say that guy just recently got engaged to another player from another season. And part of the conversation he had with Jeff Probst, and this was early on during the show, is that he said, "Yeah, I want to play again. I'm gonna. I'll be back." Mm-hmm. Hold on. There was something else I wanted to say about him. Oh, I know what it was. So they showed a preview for next season. They always do. They'll show you, what the thing is.
How's
did you watch
look?
Any of that?
I didn't.
It is called, I think it's called Idols. or something like that. But it's that chick who's won twice, Sandra, and Boston Rob.
He's back.
They're not going to play, though. They're like mentors. And they have built gigantic images of their faces out of, like, you know, wood from the island. It's really odd. Sandra's does kind of look like hers. Rob's, though, it's just like, who is that, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Didn't Sandra win twice?
Yeah, she did win. She's the only person to ever win twice. Boston Rob won once and has played several times. He's even written a book about it, as he, you know, wants to.
Why wouldn't you?
He made sure to tell you that so that you can go buy it.
You don't think he wants to go back and hammer nails, do you?
No.
Wasn't he a construction guy?
He was. So he and Sandra, Boston Rob and Sandra, are going to be mentors for next season, and they're going to have a whole new cast of people, but they're going to get to have meetings with them, and they're basically saying, look, we're going to tell you how to win this game. We're going to tell you what you have to do. You just have to listen to us. So I don't know how that'll work, or if that'll just be kind of
so they'll
dumb.
Just be like separated. She goes to one team and he goes to another team.
I don't know. It looks like they have to visit them at their like little. They've got these two big idols and like a little path into the woods. It seems like they've got their own camp.
Is it Survivor Island of the Idols?
Yes, that's it. Island of the Idols. So there you go. There's your total wrap up of Survivor. We won't talk about it again until September. I know. Oh, look at. Okay. We have a studio audience. And she was like, oh, thank God. But it turns out she is a fan.
Oh, good.
We'll meet them at some point this morning. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
A woman stiffs a waiter. It's a story.
Oh.
And paying for grades and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Really quickly, I wanted to say hello and thank you to Kim and Liz, who are our studio audience this morning.
Yeah, they are.
They brought in all these desserts from Sift, which is it's a dessert bar in San Francisco. Apparently, they've won Cupcake Wars twice. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Crazy good. Mm-hmm. Like, I am going to be sugar shocking for the next hour at least. Then I'll have to re-up. So anyway, welcome you guys. We'll talk more with them later in the show. Right now, I want to give away tickets for Elton John. He is saying farewell to the road and bringing his final tour, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, to the Chase Center on September 13th. We'll give tickets to caller number 9-800-400-3697. You'll instantly win tickets to the show. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. If you want Elton John tickets, call now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you. 855-JUMPSTART. Thank you.
.com.
And I want to thank you for putting this sugary treat right here in front of me.
I will say, though, that the
within reach of my hand.
Yeah, the chocolate ones, there's different stuff in each one. So I can't guarantee that that's the first one I had was.
What
just
did
like,
you have? What was inside?
It was like this sort of chocolatey fudge brownie.
Oh.
Like crazy. I was like, oh, God, Vinny has to have this.
As soon as I bit it, I thought of him. Vinny.
It was so good. But I don't know if that's the same interior. I just don't know. You'll have to take a bite and find out.
I'm going to...
Are you just going to look at it?
I have
just
some,
look at it all morning. Be strong.
I have some stories to tell first, so for now, it's just going to sit there.
You'll probably be really depleted of energy, though, by the time you're done.
If I could mention real quick before we get started with the news, local big wave surfer hero Grant Washburn has taken film archives of Greg Knoll, who's like the godfather of big wave surfing. This is like the 50s. We're talking 50s and 60s. He left California and moved to Hawaii and pursued these big waves. And there's footage that Grant Washburn has compiled. The film will be showing this Friday night in Santa Cruz at the Coconut Grove, which is part of the boardwalk. And after the film, called Lost and Found by Grant Washburn, the mermen are going to play. So it's going to be a big party.
We've had the mermen on before.
Yeah, the mermen are cool.
Long time ago.
They're really good. And they've got I think it looks like it's a record release party for them. So they're going to be, it's a big night for everybody involved.
Fantastic.
Hope to see you at Coconut Grove this Friday night. Doors open at 7.
And you're going to that, right?
I plan to go after I finish some obligations with my family.
I see.
We have a meal that we need to go to first.
Oh.
What kind
of meal? Because I was like, is it wedding related? But then you said, made it seem like
I haven't been told everything. So I think some of the events happening are wedding related. I was told we have a meeting in, where's it? Cupertino. At 4 o'clock on a Friday. And I'm like,
who does that?
Why would you plan for us to be
in traffic?
And
that's
she goes,
horrible.
You are going to sit in the car with the girls. I have to go in. I have an appointment. And I'm like, what could that?
Is for this the dress or something?
Oh.
Okay. It's got to be something that I'm not allowed to know because she's not telling
she's
me.
She's not even telling you what the appointment is
she
for.
No, she won't tell me. I was like, is it, are you okay?
Maybe it's a fitting. Maybe it's a fitting.
Is it your
eyes? Is it a medical
place? Is it a dentist? Is it, what is this?
Wow.
She won't tell me. And then
girls have to be with you.
Right. And then after that, we're taking her mom, Maria. Happy Mother's Day, Maria. We didn't get to hang with her on Mother's Day, so we're taking her out.
Oh, that's sweet.
After that, I get to go party with all my surfer friends at the Coconut Grove on Friday night. Sorry, that took way too long. Here's what's happening. The Sharks won last night.
Woo!
Go Sharks!
Go Sharks.
And the Warriors play tonight, game two, at home, 6 p.m. tip. You think that it's not going to rain anymore, but it is.
Yeah.
So
I see blue, though.
I know that you do.
It's lovely right now.
I know that you do.
So enjoy this, because it's going away.
Right.
And, like, for the next week, rain is constantly in the forecast. No me gusta.
This story real quick, because we've seen an explosion of area codes. You used to know when you saw an area code, you'd go, that's San Francisco.
Well, you'd go, that's California, even. I mean, there used to only be, at one point, there was probably only one.
Well, there was 213 in L.A., 714 in Orange County, 619 in San Diego, and 415 up here.
And now there's 1,000.
And then you got 707,
925,
408,
510. What's the new one?
647, is that it?
That might be it. I know it starts with a 6.
And you know, if you're from around here and you switch phone numbers.
690.
Oh, 690? Yeah, you're like, I don't want that.
I want 415 or 510.
In Japan, they've already decided they expect to run out of phone numbers very soon.
Well, I mean, everybody's got a ton of devices. I mean, I probably have... In my family, there's 4. I've got my home phone, too.
And each device gets a separate number if it's right? So Japan is about to go to 14-digit phone numbers in response to the fears that their 11-digit numbers are going to run out in the next couple years.
I think that's fine because none of us, all you ever need to do is have that number one time. You know? Then it's in your phone and you're all set.
All right.
Even businesses that if I call them one time, I'll just write in who it is, and then there it is in my contact list.
I'm going to try and hold on to my number until I'm dead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll try.
I really don't want to. I don't want to. Not to mention, I created this bad reputation that follows me to this day about switching emails. I mean, if I switch my phone number, I feel like I actually will lose friends over it. You know, because I was always switching emails, and you're like, when I pull up your name, I get 5 emails. I don't know who you are. I don't know where to send anything.
I usually, if someone has multiple emails, I just send the same email to all the addresses. I'm like, I'm sure one of those will work. And if none of them do, I guess they don't want to be friends anymore. It is, changing phone numbers sucks.
Well, Japan's about to deal with it in a different way. Mm. Get ready. It's coming our way for sure, right?
Yep. It has to be. And there's just so many people now.
There's a travel website called Big 7. They just ranked 50 different American accents from sexiest to least sexy. The sexiest American accent
Is
it's got to be Boston. I mean, come on.
God,
dude, you know what I'm talking about.
Boston came in second.
It did? Ew. Is it a Southern accent?
It is Texas.
Number one,
like a Texas sexiest
draw.
Accent. Mm. Boston. New York, Maine.
Oh, no. No.
Chicago?
Is California on there?
Chicago.
California comes in at 10, and I'm thinking, we should be at number one because we don't even have an accent.
We think we don't, but we do.
Huh? You know, I actually think there's several different accents in California.
This is funny. You're going to like this. As least sexy on the list is the California Valley.
Oh,
you know, the
that's
Valley
the least sexy?
On the least sexy
oh
list.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that.
Totally.
It's totally amazing.
Oh, for sure.
They should have that vocal burn or the vocal fry on there.
The least sexy list includes Long Island, New Jersey, Minnesota,
Long Island.
Alaska, the California Valley, Florida, Pittsburgh, Cincy, and Pennsylvania Dutch. Who even knows that?
I don't. Well, they would say things like Villanova. And it's not water, it's water. Water. Mm. Water. I need a glass of water. Like, it sounded like water.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Well, New York, my mom would always... Water,
water.
And quarter sounded the same.
Right.
There was a bunch of things that would blend together and you'd have to go.
I agree with them, though, that, you know, Boston's sexy. That's a good one.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, it's excellent.
There's a guy named Armando Marquez.
Armando Marquez
waits right. tables at a well-known pizza joint in New York called Patsy's.
Oh.
Earlier this month, a lady named Karen was there with her adult daughter, and they didn't leave a tip for Armando.
Was Armando a bad waiter?
Here's why.
All right.
The walls of the place are covered in photos of famous people who've eaten at Patsy's. And she asked, why are only dudes on the wall? And Armando joked, maybe girls just don't like pizza as much. Well, she didn't think that was funny. She thinks they're sexist. So she stiffed him. But then
something had to happen here because people get stiffed all the time and it does not make the news.
Then Armando had a chance for some payback.
Uh-oh.
And this is crazy what this... So, she accidentally left an envelope behind with a cashier's check for $424,000.
She left that behind?
She left an envelope with a cashier's check, which he simply could have cashed.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't made out to anyone specific. She had
a check for $500,000 in her pocket. What is... And how do you... leave that be. Is this just so run of the mill for her? She's always got these cashier checks.
No, it turned out Karen, the lady who stiffed Armando, was looking for apartments in the area, and the check was her down payment. Armando could have stolen the whole thing. It was a cashier's check.
Oh,
it wasn't made out
God.
To anybody. Instead, he gave it to his boss so no one else would get their hands on it. Karen, of course, freaked out when she couldn't find the check. They say here, she called her bank immediately, and they said, you have to wait 3 months before you can cancel it.
What?
She's not rich. She's a retired social worker, and that was the bulk of her life savings.
Wow.
The New York Daily News ended up tracking her down after they heard about the story, and she offered Armando a very nice tip as a reward. He said, no thanks. So she's helping with school supplies because he's working his way through med school. She also apologized for stiffing him. And in the end, she got what she wanted because they took a photo together and it's now on the restaurant wall.
Oh, now she's up on the wall.
They got a lady on the wall now.
And he said, no, thanks. I don't want your tip, lady.
How do
just
you like
just
that?
Just because you're a mean person didn't mean you were going to turn me into a kind of person who would steal $400,000. Damn, who loses that check? Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Shouldn't that thing be like in a lockbox and a chain around your neck? who's walking around with $400,000 basically
forget,
in cash?
Anything we forget. I mean, you don't purposefully forget it.
I know.
Nope.
Still, shouldn't it be in your purse at the very least? Not sitting on the chair next to you.
Of all the things that you've done in your life, you go, how could I have let that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of those. I never had that, but I remember calling my dad, Colette, going, Dad, I locked my keys in the car. and the car's running.
Oh, boy.
You know, like, how do you do these things? Because he's a guy who never did that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There he was.
So she's from your tribe.
30s or 40s, and he's like, I've never even been in an accident, and you had one less than 2 weeks into getting your license.
Yeah.
These are the
people. Whose kid are you?
happens to people. Anyway, one last story before I get the text. This is interesting. I love different habits that people have. And one in five people, when they shower, can't be bothered to bend over and wash their legs.
One in five people. They just don't wash their legs.
They do not wash below the place where their arm reaches.
All right. It's weird that you're bringing this up, and I'm wondering if this has to do with, like, I kid you not, Taylor Swift was on Ellen yesterday talking about this. Talking about how she makes sure she washes her legs. I'm like, who the F doesn't wash their legs? You know what ends where your legs end is at your feet. And those things, they need to be washed.
Yes.
Who said this?
Taylor Swift. Well, I'm saying
she
that.
She must have. Oh.
I'm saying, you know, you got to, like, the feet need to get washed. Just having the stuff run down and wash over your feet, not good enough. Like, those need a little scrub.
Well, if they were talking about this, it's because they saw this story. That's got to be why.
It must be.
They must have seen this story. It was on Twitter. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower?
I do.
Yes.
And after close to a million votes, the results were in, and it's one in five people don't wash their legs.
But
so 20%.
I suppose if you had pants on the whole, I mean, it just seems like, you know, behind your knee even, or
the whole thing.
Everything
needs to be washed.
What are you taking a shower for if you're not going to wash everything? Just don't bother. Just wash your face.
You're not washing your butt.
According to a dermatologist, they say that unless your legs are visibly soiled, you don't actually need to wash them.
The soap running down
your body removes most of the dirt and sweat on its own. Mm. I wash my legs, feet, in between my toes, under the toes.
Every time.
I want to wash all of the parts of my body, even the parts that aren't visible.
Yeah.
All of it needs to be soaked.
Because what if your clothes get ripped off, you know, of your body?
Well, I feel like you soap all your stuff.
Yeah.
Especially your stinkiest spot.
Oh.
You soap that.
Yes, soap.
Washcloth.
Maybe
soap.
Even give it a double, you know? I think I got that, but let's do it again just to make sure.
All of the places.
Yep.
One
squeaky
five.
Clean.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know.
Our
There's
text
worse
number.
Places to not wash than your legs.
I'm sorry about saying don't text us. I meant to say don't text and drive when you're texting us at 800-400-3697.
Yep.
15 years, long-time listener, first-time texter. Not driving. Please wish my wife of 15 years, Carolyn, a happy birthday.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Carolyn. Thank you for listening for so long.
Bye. You lost me for the rest of the morning. Survivor's fun.
Yeah.
Watch it with us.
Yeah. We try to give you enough lead-up time that you can watch it with us. And then, you know, you'll be with us. You know, we'll all be together.
Oh, 10 solid minutes of Survivor. Enough already.
Dude, it was more like 15 minutes.
It was.
But you know what? That's it. Now the whole summer will go by. Oh, we'll have Big Brother to talk about, so that'll be fun. September is when Survivor
comes
back.
Did you see the photo Vinny was talking about? The dude cut off his hair. Joe.
Here you go, Vin.
So he did cut it off.
Looks like he did.
I'm glad for him. You need to... Yeah, good for him.
He needs to shave that mustache off, too.
He can grow it back. He doesn't look like he's balding.
No. Oh, God,
but,
no.
You know, it shows that you're not that.
You're not defined by it. He actually said that. He goes, it's like, what if it's like I'm Samson and I all my charisma's gone?
That's
after
the thing. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine, bro. You'll be all good. All of a sudden you go, wow, I'm free.
Right.
I don't have curtains hanging down the side of my face anymore.
It takes me 2 seconds to take a shower.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'd love to cut all my hair back
off. The Santa Cruz sex store is called Pure Pleasure.
Oh.
They write, ask for Amy.
Amy's thrilled.
Someone else wrote in and said, Vin, I live down the street from your old hangout, Cupid's Corner. I didn't hang out there.
That sounds like you did.
I went there one time. I sat in the parking lot psyching myself up. That's why I know what it's called.
I can look at the sign.
I can do this. I'm not embarrassed. I'm brave. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know what? I actually have a bunch of nonsense here. So it's like the opposite, and some music stuff. Sort of the opposite of the Survivor break. So right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.